Diane Parcell was working at the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity in 2012 when she came across an enigma. A woman who had declared bankruptcy had been sent to a collection agency for unemployment compensation overpayments, even though her bankruptcy made her ineligible for collection. Parcell found 97 other instances where people who were either dead, bankrupt, or otherwise not legally liable for reimbursing the state were also referred to collection agencies. Her attorney, Keisha Rice, says Parcell later contacted the Department of Financial Services and spoke with Tanner Collins, an administrator.
In the discussion that that Diane had with Mr. Collins at DFS, that's where they were comparing criteria. Okay. And when she said, I have 97 with this criteria, he said, that's interesting that you have cases with that criteria because we just found 19,000 with that same criteria.
That 19,000 figure is in dispute. The Florida Department of Financial Services is still researching the claim, and Mr. Collins was not in the office the day of the press conference. Parcell herself also draws a distinction on those 19,000 people.
Even though some of those may have been suitable for referral to the collection agency, what we have is a problem here with an employee who is not doing things correctly. And we know that at least 97 times there could potentially be legal ramifications from what was done. Maybe not from the 19,000, but I only found 97. If I'd been allowed to continue my investigation, I don't know how many more I would have found.
Some of the 19,000 flagged were simply sent to the wrong collection agency, and reporting people who legally owe money to the state to the wrong place is not illegal. But Parcell's attorney, Keisha Rice, insists the majority of the 19,000 other people were sent to a debt collector improperly, though she admits no one is quite sure what has happened since then.
We were never able to get someone who would say, we know who these people are, and we're going to take care of this.
Gotcha.
There were just many different answers being given under oath at trial.
A man answering the phones at Frank and Rice PA, Rice's firm, says the transcripts from the court case are not available. In August of 2012, a day after filing a claim for whistleblower protection, Parcell was placed on administrative leave and later fired. Now, almost 2 years later, a court has agreed Parcell was a whistleblower and awarded her $50,000 in damages. While she's satisfied with the outcome of her case, Parcell says the past 2 years have not been easy, and she worries others might see her case and fail to point out similar mistakes in the future.
Instead of me being a cautionary tale to other people not to do the right thing, that maybe someone will do the right thing and put the proper people in charge at the agency, where when someone comes forward with a legitimate concern and complaint, that the right thing's done.
In a statement, the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity calls Parcell's allegations meritless. Parcell's attorneys say they're concerned Florida taxpayers could be on the hook for nearly $2 billion, an estimate based on the initial $100,000 overpayment claim that started the investigations. But for the math to work, all 19,000 people would have to be eligible for a $100,000 settlement from the state. Parcell, her attorneys, and the firm hired to represent them say DEO's failings are a cover-up orchestrated by the Scott administration. The governor's campaign is calling the allegations a stunt staged by a firm that also works for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist. The firm and the attorneys say the two issues are unrelated. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.